You're listening to An Old Fashioned Christmas with yours truly, Sam Ward, right here at Audie Oldies. Well, folks, we're going to begin the next hour of our show with a childhood memory. When I was about 3 or 4 years old, my mom used to play these 45 records, and I noticed that they were of a lower volume than some of the other records that had been recorded in the 50s, and they didn't sound quite as clear as other 45s did. Of course, back in the 50s, that was the era of hi-fi, high fidelity, and these recordings weren't of high fidelity, and I should have clued in on that, but unfortunately I didn't. But later, when I was at my mom's parents' place, I discovered that they had these records on 78. It was an album of 8 Christmas songs done by a British choir called the Lynn Murray Choir. And of course, because they were British, when they sang Joy to the World, they sang Joy to the World, you know, with the British pronunciation of the word world. Joy to the World. Well, to my 3-year-old ears, I didn't quite understand that. And for the longest time, and I hate to admit this, I actually thought that carol was called Joy to the Well. And I got teased by my parents about that. But these are Christmas carols that were recorded right in the midst of World War II during 1943 on Columbia. And these are probably some of the earliest Christmas memories that I have. And I was very surprised when I discovered that my grandparents also had these carols. I initially thought they were from the 30s, but no, they go back to 1943. These carols need no explanation, but I'm just going to play the 8 sides as they would have appeared in the album of records, and these really bring back some incredible memories of Christmas when I was 3, 4, and 5 years old. So sit back and enjoy these, folks.
Oh, He comes to make his blessing.
The Lynn Murray Choir there with 8 well-known Christmas carols for you. And you know, it just occurred to me that probably all of those people that were in that choir are dead now in 2011. Another interesting thing is that it was exactly 6 years ago today, as I'm recording this show, November 25th, that I found these songs on the net. And that's rather interesting. I remember the first time I heard them, I really cried quite a bit because 2006 was the year that I lost my mom. And I so wished that I could have let her know that I had found these carols on the net. At some point back in 57 or 58, Mom must have been playing these on our phonograph, which was typical of the time. You could stack singles up on it. And she must have been giving me supper. We must have been eating supper because I have a memory of Hark the Herald Angels Sing making me think of cold ham for some reason. And Oh Little Town of Bethlehem makes me think of sweet potatoes. So I don't know why, but that's just one of those. In fact, I can't even bring the memory to me now, but it's just so embedded into my brain from when I was a little kid that even now, although I don't have the memory of eating supper that night, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, that particular version still makes me think of cold ham, and Oh Little Town of Bethlehem makes me think of sweet potatoes. Anyway, that was the Lynn Murray Singers from 1943 for you on the old-fashioned Christmas show. And I have a wonderful song that I'd like to play for you now from 1948. If there was ever a song meant for me at Christmas, and anyone that knows me well is going to know how very, very poignant this song is. I discovered it on the net in 2007, I believe. It's from 1948. On a 78, it was done by the Billy Mayo Quintet, and it's called I Want a Dog for Christmas.
I want a dog for Christmas, not just a toy dog. I want a real live boy dog. I want a dog for Christmas. Someone listen to my plea. I want a dog for Christmas, a pup or grown dog, as long as he's my own dog. Give me a dog for Christmas and see how happy I will be. I'd like to net him or a cocker, a setter or a scotty, a poodle or a giant Saint-Bernard. I'd like a black and white Dalmatian, like in our fire station, a shepherd who would be a faithful guard. I want a dog for Christmas. By the collar, I'd spend my own last dollar. I want a dog this Christmas. I hope some doggies want me too.
I want a dog for Christmas. Oh, I need a dog. I don't want just a little old silly toy dog. Doggone it. I want a real, live, sure enough boy dog. Wanted one last Christmas, but I didn't get it. Oh, I want a dog so bad. I sure hope I get one. Please, Santa Claus, I want a dog. And give my doggie I want a dog.
I do. I would love a dog for Christmas, that's for sure. The Billy Mayo Quintet from 1948 there. And now let's play the second of the five records by Frank Luther.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of season, when the snow lay round about, even crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Hither, page, and stand by me, I thou know'st it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a goodly tent underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence by St. Agnes Fountain.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither.
Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude wind, wild lament, and the bitter weather. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very spot which the saint had trended. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Where is now the merry party I remember long ago? Laughing round the Christmas fireside, brightened by its ruddy glow. For in summer's balmy evening, in the field upon the hay, they have all dispersed and wandered far away, far away. They have all dispersed and wandered far away, far away. Some have gone to lands far distant, and with strangers made their home. Some upon the world of water, all their lives are forced to roam. Some are gone from us forever, longer here they might not stay. They have reached a fairer region, far away, far away. They have reached a fairer region, far away, far away.
The boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked with bays and rosemary. I pray you, masters, be merry, quodest this in convivio. The boar's head, I understand, the bravest dish in all the land. When thus bedecked with gay garland, let us there be recantico. Come, without pride, ferro, red and stoutest domino. Our steward hath provided this in honor of the king of bliss, which on this day be served is in regiment atrio. Capra prede ferro, red and solid domino. Once more the rapid fleeting year brings Christmas to our door. Come, let us greet him with such cheer as in the days of yore, when burgher great and velvet knight and cottage maid and lady fair obeyed the old familiar sprite at bidding banish care. Upon the hearth pile of the fire may it burn clear and bright. Cast in it every base desire, all envy, hatred, spite.
Be sure, dear friend, the end will show that only this will prove your gain.
And yours will be the genial glow that dances through each vein.
From manger laid in humble form so low, by wandering angels is surveyed through all his scenes of woe.
Noel, 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 now sing a Savior's birth, for hail is coming down to earth who raises us to heaven.
Sinners all around us shout the wondrous word. Let every bosom hail the sound, the Savior Christ the Lord.
Noel, 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 now sing a Savior's birth. For there is coming down to us who raises us to heaven.
Well, that's the second in the series of Frank Luther 78s from that album. Hope you found it interesting. I sure did. And now let's go to the year 1948 with the sound of Frankie Lane and a song that Casey Kasem couldn't present on his 1971 American Top 40 program because he couldn't find a version that was mint. Well, this one certainly is.
You're all I want for Christmas. All I want my whole life through. Each day is just like Christmas. Any time that I'm with you, you're all I want for Christmas. And if all my dreams come true, then I'll awake on Christmas morning and find my stocking filled with you.
Let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
They called him Leather Lungs, and he was from Akron, Ohio. That's Vaughn Monroe and his orchestra, and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. And before that, Frankie Lane from 1948, and You're All I Want for Christmas. Walt Kramer, I hope you're listening. And if you are, and if you've kept on listening to this point, I'm really glad you have, because I have three Guy Lombardo songs for you, beginning with this one.
St. Nicholas soon would be there. He's bringing lots of toys for girls and boys. But wait until you see that Merry Christmas tree. So on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall, here they come and they say Merry Christmas to all. Thank you. on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the roof, to the top of the wall. Here they come and they say Merry Christmas to all.
Stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would.
So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before.
Stockings all filled up with the things you hoped you would.
So don't look out the window and don't wait by the door. He'll be coming down the chimney. Yes, by gosh, by Jiminy. He'll be coming down the chimney like he always did before. A jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Poor Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
Would you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to spend a holiday away across the sea? How'd you like to spend Christmas on Christmas Island? How'd you like to hang your stocking on a great big coconut tree? How'd you like to stay up late like the islanders do? Wait for Santa to sail in with your presents in a canoe. If you ever spend Christmas on Christmas Island, you will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true.
The Andrew Sisters there with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians and Christmas Island. And before that, we heard Frosty the Snowman from 1950, also by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. He'll Be Coming Down the Chimney from 1951. And Christmas Chopsticks, all by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. Here's Vernon Delhart again from 1928, and Hooray for St. Nick.
Once an old woman who lived in a shoe, with so many children she toiled the day through. Now whom do you guess this old lady could be? Dear old Mother Goose, none other than she. Now Christmas was coming and she started to fret about all the presents that she had to get. There was only one person of whom she could ask. That was good old St. Nick to help with her task. Hooray for St. Nick, hooray for St. Nick. Now he's always there to make a good pick. And if you are good and try to be wise, when Christmas morn comes you will find a surprise.
There
There was little Jack Horner who needed a toy, and everyone knows he was such a good boy. So Mother Goose wrote to Saint Nick with a sigh, maybe you'd better bring Jackie Horner a pie. There was little Miss Muffet and little Bo Peep, and of course little Boy Blue who fell fast asleep. Each one was dreaming of happiness near, when old Santa Claus would soon appear. Hooray for Saint Nick, hooray for Saint Nick, now he's always there to make a good pick. And if you are good and try to be wise, when Christmas morn comes you will find a surprise. So the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse, when down through the chimney came a little old man with a pack on his shoulder and a sack in his hand. Then the little old woman who lived in the shoe was so happy she did not know what to do. And all of her children just danced with glee, for Santa Claus remembered each one, you see. Hooray for Saint Nick, hooray for Saint Nick, now he's always there to make a good pick. And if you are good and try to be wise, when Christmas morn comes you will find a surprise.